This has not been what you'd call a good week for Harvey Pitt. The embattled chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission is in hot water for failing to tell his fellow commissioners everything he knew about the man picked a week ago to lead a new accounting oversight board. But as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the White House is continuing to back Mr. Pitt.
The new accounting oversight board is supposed to help restore the confidence of investors who've been rattled by corporate scandals such as Enron and WorldCom. But in its very first week, the board is embroiled in a scandal of its own. That's because former FBI Director William Webster, who chairs the board, also chaired the audit committee of a company accused of fraud. SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt knew that, but did not tell his fellow commissioners before last week's hotly contested vote in which Webster was elected. Whether or not there was anything damaging in Webster's background, Duke Law Professor James Cox says Pitt should have notified his fellow commissioners.
It's totally inappropriate for the chairman of the commission to make a decision about what he thinks the other commissioners ought to know.
News yesterday that Pitt withheld that information has rekindled calls for the SEC chairman to resign. Senator Paul Sarbanes, the principal author of the bill setting up the oversight board, says investors need to believe the SEC and its chairman are fully committed to carrying out the law.
You have to shake your head at the lack of care and prudence and thoughtfulness in carrying through on these very important responsibilities.
The flap over the accounting oversight board is merely the latest misstep for Pitt, who took office 15 months ago. Since then, he's been criticized for meeting with an executive while the man's company was under investigation. And critics say he's still too close to the accounting industry, which he represented as a lawyer in private practice. Sarbanes says public mistrust of Pitt is taking a toll on the financial markets.
Pitt should resign, obviously, because he lacks the credibility now to do the job. The White House heretofore, which after all nominated Pitt, confirmed by the Senate, but nominated him, has consistently been supportive of Pitt, and they should re-examine that position.
For now, at least, the White House has not changed course. A spokesman for President Bush said today he continues to support Chairman Pitt and his efforts to crack down on corporate wrongdoing. At the same time, White House spokesman Scott McClellan says it's a good step to look into the process under which Webster was chosen to head the oversight board. With that process now under investigation, McClellan says, the SEC needs to determine the facts. With just days before the election, it's not clear whether Democrats can capitalize on the controversy. Corporate scandals are an issue in the close Colorado Senate race between Republican incumbent Wayne Allard and Democratic challenger Tom Strickland. But Strickland's campaign manager, Brian Hardwick, says so far Pitt's job has not come up.
This is obviously a sort of a late developing thing, and we're interested in moving forward and looking for ways to hold people accountable, invest in people again, and get the economy moving.
Still, Democrats in Washington are pushing hard for Pitt to step down. John Biggs, who was passed over for the job that Webster got, says he's reluctant to join that chorus. But in an interview for the PBS program Now with Bill Moyers, Biggs said the SEC chairman has lost the confidence of his fellow commissioners and the American public.
It really is a tragedy in that I've come to know him and know the good things that he can do. What's happened, though, just removes all credibility. He's going to be challenged at anything he does going forward. And I just have to question whether, when he thinks about it, deep in his heart, whether he can still continue in the job.
Democratic Senator Carl Levin sent a letter to President Bush today saying the latest scandal is not just embarrassing, but also undermines corporate reform efforts. Levin says if Pitt doesn't step down voluntarily this week, the president should ask him to resign. Scott Horsley, NPR News.